You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Rob Davis and Tim Croak of Creative Financial Partners. They're your financial consultants. Glad to have you with us on the show today. And let me put the phone number out there. This is so important to tell you this number a lot of times because, nothing happens until you make that phone call. 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Wherever you are in Northwestern Ohio, Toledo, Perrysburg, wherever you are, then call this number and you can get in, you can make an appointment, you can come in and have a conversation. 800-373-9715. There's absolutely no cost and no obligation. I thought maybe today we could talk about the greatest generation. And guys, I don't know about you, but I have always had the ultimate respect for the greatest generation as they've come to be known. These are the folks who are certainly older now, but they lived through the Great Depression as children and teenagers. They probably fought in World War II and brought up families during the 50s and 60s. They experienced some really interesting times. They also embodied a lot of positive financial values that we can all learn from and incorporate into our retirement planning these days. The one thing that I recall from talking to folks who were part of the greatest generation is saving is not a sprint. They really think a lot about saving, and they know that it's a gradual process. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme, anything like that. What's been your experiences with members of the greatest generation?
Yeah, well, let me start. I'm going to give you just a little bit of background because it was obviously a great time in American history, and it led to a lot of great just public common good type of things for our country. Now, Rob Davis, my partner here, so you know, has recently lost both of his grandfathers, both of which had a real unique history of World War II. And Rob was raised in a little town south here called St. Henry that is basically a little farming community, but they're known for their football team. They've had quite a few athletes that have gone on to like Ohio State and had really good football careers. But it is a typical conservative, people-oriented type of little town that we've got here in Ohio. And, you know, from Rob's grandfathers and grandparents, you know, all together in his little town upbringing, I think he really brings unique value of that type of common sense financial philosophy to play for us at Creative Financial Partners and also for the clients that he works with every day.
Well, what do you think about that, Rob? I know that you'd like to chime in on this as well.
Yeah, I sure would. The greatest generation, like Tim said, is pretty important to me. You know, losing one grandfather a couple of years ago and another grandfather just a couple of months ago, both of which were members of the greatest generation. And a couple of months ago at my grandpa's funeral, I was honored enough to do the eulogy and did a little digging. And these guys, this generation, you know, historic is probably an understatement. You know, you look at the lives that they lived, you know, growing up in the Great Depression, being born into the Great Depression and literally growing up with nothing. I mean, nothing like we have today. And, so they survived that. They made it through that. And then all of a sudden, it's World War II, and they go from the Great Depression over, you know, overseas, many of them fighting for the country and in the war. And luckily, both of my grandparents were some of the few that came back. And really blessed to be able to work with these folks. The saving is not a sprint idea that you mentioned just goes along with a lot of their other traits. You know, they were not going for the get rich quick scheme. They were not going for the, 45% a year return. They were going for steady, stable, predictable things, and they saved. They spent less than they made, which a lot of times in our society now, it's the opposite way, and just understood the value of good hard work and dedication and doing the right things and not needing to be called a hero. But, you know, these guys were these guys and women were certainly heroes.
Rob, I know what you mean about delivering the eulogy. I did not too long ago for my father-in-law, and first of all, it's a really hard thing to do, but second of all, as you mentioned, it is quite an honor. So congratulations on that.
Yeah, thanks. You too.
You must have had a great relationship with him. Another thing, members of the greatest generation really avoid debt like the plague. They don't like owing anybody for anything.
Yeah. I remember the one thing I remember more than one of the best memories of my grandpa was I was lucky enough to take him on an honor flight mission to Washington, D.C. for the day. And this was something where it didn't cost him anything. anything. As a supporter, I made a donation and I kind of paid my way, plus some for some other folks. But, you know, the veterans weren't supposed to have to pay for anything. And of course, my grandpa shows up with, you know, $1,000 in his wallet because he's worried about owing somebody for the plane trip or the food or this or that. And those guys did not want to have anything hanging over their heads. They didn't want to owe anybody any money. And they thought it was their responsibility and it was their job to pay their own way. And they did it their whole life. And so they've carried that value with them. You know, when the members of the Greatest Generation kind of came home from the war and they were in, you know, the 50s and the 60s when they were building families and building homes and that sort of thing. And the interest rates, although we say they're historic lows, they weren't that much different then. You know, we're talking prime rates of 3 or 4%. So those guys saved and invested in economic environments that aren't all that different than what we're in today. So it's kind of interesting to make the comparisons between our generation and their generation financially, even though that generation certainly saved and saved a lot more and spent a lot less than we tend to do.
Tim, what's been your experience in working with members of the Greatest Generation as far as their feelings on debt?
They absolutely hate it, and it is a culture that they kind of let us inherit, and it was a culture of honor. And for them, owing someone else was against their personal code, was against that personal honor. And so to go against that was just something that they were never comfortable doing. And so to that they would avoid debt at all costs. And I wish that that was more of a lesson that people would use now, because we run into an awful lot of people that are very comfortable with debt, way too comfortable with debt. People that are my age, and you know, my kids are raised and grown and out, and some of my peers have got huge amounts of debt still because they never really were able to have that kind of honor and anti-debt philosophy instilled within them. And it's something that we really have got to fight a lot against. Sometimes when we first talk to people, it takes us a couple years to get them unscrewed up before we can get them moving in the right direction. And so the people that come in where they're already out of debt are so far ahead of the pack that the people that do have a lot of debt that are hanging on to it are just never going to catch up.
Well, we can definitely learn a lot from the folks in the Greatest Generation, and we're going to talk more about that in just a moment. But I wanted to tell everybody the phone number so you can get in touch with Rob Davis and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners and all the folks there, financial consultants. They can help you, and all you got to do is call this number, leave your contact information, and then come in and have a conversation. It's not going to cost you anything. There's no obligation whatsoever. You may become a client, maybe not. The number is 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Wherever you are, that, of course, is a free call, 1-800-373-9715. You're listening to the Financial Symphony. We are talking about the Greatest Generation, and one of the values that all of those people hold dearly is live within your means. And I know that they tried to pass that along to their children and their grandchildren.
Yeah, that was a major value for these the men and women of the Greatest Generation. They, you know, growing up in the Great Depression, they just didn't grow up with much. They didn't have the excesses, if you will, that, you know, we were accustomed to, and even sometimes our parents were accustomed to. And so, you know, growing up with nothing, they didn't need a lot. You know, they needed the real things in life. They needed family. They needed friends. They needed a home. And they didn't need all the fancy stuff, I guess, that we have now. So they always took care to live within their means and not overstretch themselves or get themselves into trouble just because of how they grew up. And, you know, the members of the Greatest Generation that are still living, you know, still have that mentality, and they still think it's very important to live within their means, and they always want to have more than they need. And so sometimes when we're working with them, we can sit down and say, gosh, you've got, you know, all this money in the bank. What are you going to do with it? And the response is, well, I just like to have it there. And so that's one of the things we like to work through with people and help folks out in that generation and just understand where they came from. A lot of those folks need the little higher comfort factor of some extra money in the bank just to make them feel safe and secure.
Yeah, do you think it's the same with like the younger generation, that same kind of philosophy?
Not nearly as much. You know, we've kind of grown up into an economy and a society that's really consumer-based, which, you know, might be great for the stock market on some level, but for personal finances, it's really difficult for folks right now because, you know, everyone kind of looks around and sees their neighbors or their friends having this or going here or doing that, and everyone kind of feeds into the consumerism that everyone needs to keep up with the Joneses, if you will, or, you know, spend more than they have. So that's been lost a little bit, I think, over the last couple of decades.
Yeah, you know, I agree with that, Rob. I tell you, I think that people are much more image-oriented now. And with the older generation, it was about being. And with the younger generation, it's more about seeming. And so that image becomes very important. And people are very open to getting into debt and to they get into these schemes that are like get rich quick type of things. And that is all driven towards that image of trying to, you know, look valuable in front of their peers. And the confidence that was there once upon a time of, hey, I'm good because I am, and that I'm solid enough. If I take care of my family, and I take care of myself, and that is doing good enough. And they wanted to take care of their family and others if they could. And now I think a lot of the philosophy has switched over to people wanting to be taken care of by others, and that sense of entitlement has come out quite a bit. And where the older generation really wanted to avoid all those types of encumbrances, the younger generation, I think, is much more open to bringing it on, and I don't think that's a very healthy thing.
Tim and Rob, you know, we could talk about the greatest generation all day because they're such wonderful folks and wonderful traditions and habits and everything else, but I know that a lot of people are listening to the show today and thinking, gee, I can really identify with a lot of what they're saying, and I'd also like to learn some of those things. What do you have to offer those folks who call in to the office to make an appointment?
Yeah, we'd like to have that conversation because the reality to it is that the things that it takes to get ahead financially are universal and they're everlasting. They're the same now as they always have been, and they're things that are teachable. And so if you can come in and sit with us for a little bit, we can really walk through that process. I guarantee you are not going to feel that you need to sacrifice or that you need to do things that are extraordinary. They're very simple, common sense steps, but we can help you on the path to doing that. And I think that you'll be really surprised by how quick that progress can come along. To do that, though, we need you to make the phone call so we can actually have an appointment and sit down and get to know you and your situation a little bit. And from there, we can put a plan together to help you move forward.
Here's the number to call if you'd like to get in touch and make an appointment and make that happen. 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Call that number, make an appointment, come in and have a conversation about your situation. You can also find out more about Creative Financial Partners by going to the website cfpohio.com. That's cfpohio.com. Creative Financial Partners. Again, that financial symphony number is 800-373-9715. I'm Ron Stutz talking with Tim Croak and Rob Davis on today's show, and there's more coming up on the Financial Symphony.
It can take a composer weeks, months, or even years to put together their magnum opus. That's because they take the time to find just the right notes, chords, and melodies. And while a great financial plan won't take years to put together, you should take the same pride and attention to make sure it's the perfect plan for you. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
Time to get connected with the musical connection right here on the Financial Symphony.
It is time now to talk about music. I'm Ron Stutz along with Mark Lloyd, your Financial Symphony maestro. And Mark, first of all, good to be with you on the show. I hope you're doing well today.
We're doing great. Can't complain. And I always love talking to you about all different subjects, but, you know, music's close to our heart.
Yeah.
You have a love of music, and I love playing it. So this is kind of the segment, which is kind of fun. We mix finance in there with it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we kind of talk about some passions that we have outside of finance.
You know, there have been some pretty, let me just say, one-of-a-kind singers who still manage to be successful in the field of music. And I can think of several right now.
One-of-a-kind singers, huh?
Yeah.
You mean like unique singers?
Exactly. That's not.
Maybe even going as far as you would never know that they were a singer?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
If you just heard them and not know who they were.
Yeah, exactly. I can think of several. First of all, Bob Dylan. Dylan comes to mind. Wonderful.
Did he actually sing?
What passes
Wait
for
a
it?
Minute. I love. It kind of sounds like Buckwheat to me. Who was it? Eddie Murphy used to do the
exactly, you know, exactly.
An imitation. Yeah. You know, so you know, you didn't know what kind of words were coming out of his mouth, but you know that he just won a Nobel Prize.
Yes,
for literature?
I do. It's amazing, and a lot of people happy about that. Some people not too happy about that.
But think about it. The lyrics that he has. I was listening to an interview. If you listen to Billy Joel Radio on XM and Sirius,
mm-hmm.
I was listening to an interview where he was talking about how Bob Dylan was just an influence on his life,
yeah.
An influence on him becoming a musician, along with the Beatles. Now, the Beatles influenced a lot of people, but Bob Dylan was before the Beatles. He kind of started it. Very unique.
Yeah, and for just singing, I mean, you know, sometimes he didn't quite hit the notes right, and he's kind of monotonous sometimes. I love the guy, but, you know, it's not your classically trained singer by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
Also, Janis Joplin is unique.
She's kind of more of a screamer, isn't she?
Yeah. I mean,
but man, what a distinct sound!
Yeah.
You knew when Janis Joplin was singing, you knew who it was.
Mm-hmm.
You could never say she sounded like somebody else.
Nope.
Like many of the artists today, you could always say, well, "Who is that?" Well, that sounds like blah blah blah. But I think no, it's somebody else. It sounds just like blah blah blah.
I've got this thing on my phone called Shazam. And I have Shazammed so many songs that I hear these days, you know, because I have no idea who it is. You just turn it on and you hold it up and it hears the music and it tells you exactly what it is. Well, I'm just, you know, all these people that we're talking about have been incredibly successfully musically, even though not one of them would ever be accused of really prettying up a tune. So what I want to ask you, Mark, is how do we relate all that to the financial world?
Well, yeah, there are a lot of things in the financial world that may not be so great or appear to be so great, but they're still popular. And by the way, some of these things, they're not really, you know, they could be unique, mm-hmm. but they're not really flashy.
Right.
Sometimes as investors, folks, and you know, as I'm talking to you, you're going to be relate to this a little bit. Sometimes as investors, we want to go for the next shiniest object.
Oh, sure.
We want to go with the next hot stock. We want to go with the next hot, you know, sector. We want to go with the next hot strategy or the next hot product. But sometimes it's the old ones that are just been here forever. They have a great track record. They're basic. We know that we can count on them. There's a lot to say about those kinds of investments. What am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about something like an annuity. Let's talk about an annuity. You know well as I do, Ron, when you bring up the word annuity, I kind of go crazy sometimes.
Well, when we're talking about variable annuities, you always do. But I know that's a hot button.
Because it's a hot button. I know when it comes to variable annuities, I know that historically most of those products have a high fee. I had a gentleman in the office this week whose fee was over 4% inside of his variable annuity. I couldn't believe it.
Whoa.
And he was wondering why he wasn't making any money. But I always talk about my folks, you know. My dad just celebrated his 91st birthday.
Yeah,
and my mom is 88. And they have two annuities. They're called pensions.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't for their Social Security check, and if it wasn't for their pension check, their annuity, today they would probably have already run out of money. We weren't rich. We were middle class farmers. I mean, we just worked from paycheck to paycheck. That's how I grew up. We had to pinch pennies. I wasn't able to get a pair of the new Converses when I wanted Converse. I couldn't get a Converse. I had to go to the cheapy brand of tennis shoe. Can you relate to this, Ron?
I can. Exactly the
I
same.
I think they were called Joe Lipticott or something, Lapachick or something. They were at Kenny's.
Yeah. Lapachick, yeah. And I was going to say, Mark, did they even have Converses when you were growing up?
Yes, they had Converses when I – hey, thanks a lot. I'm not that old. Converse just came out. They were the next hot thing.
Yeah, really.
This was back during the Dr. J years.
But I know what you mean. I didn't always have the clothes that I wanted and that sort of thing when I was growing up either.
So bottom line is that annuity today, because they worked for the same corporation for 30, 40 years, that annuity today is making ends meet from paycheck to paycheck. So there are some good ones out here. There are some good ones that are not variable. We call them fixed indexes, where your principal's protected. If the market crashes tomorrow, and folks, the market's not going to keep going up forever, whatever that balance is locked in and protected. There's something to that. But when the market goes up, we get a percentage of those gains. We're not being greedy with that. It's a fixed income alternative. But the bottom line is there's a place for that for some folks. Everybody's situation is kind of unique, kind of like the way these singers were unique. Another thing would be, how about a strategy of disciplined investing where you're not trying to time the market, but you say, you know, I want to stay in the market because I can't predict when the market's going to go up and the market's going to go down. It makes more sense to be disciplined and stay in. But you still need to have a strategy. You need to have a strategy of rebalancing that portfolio. You need to have a strategy of buying when it's on the dips and selling when it's on the highs. But to have that disciplined strategy, you need to know what is the proper asset allocation. How much should I have in different funds, or how much should I have in different sectors? And it's going to be different for different folks depending upon what is your time horizon. If we have more time on our time horizon, we can afford to be more growth or aggressively invested. But if we're already retired, or what we call the retirement red zone, we've got to bring that risk down, and we've got to mix in some other asset classes to bring the volatility down. There's different strategies for different folks, and everybody's situation is different. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now, and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you, utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local Financial Symphony maestro a bit better.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony, and we've come to the part of the show where it's called Getting to Know You, and we want you to get to know Rob Davis and Tim Croak just as much as you possibly can during a one-hour radio show. So I want to ask you guys a question. What was the first presidential election? You know, we have one coming up here really soon. What was the very first presidential election that you voted in?
I'll go first because I'm one of the younger guys, if you will, around this office. But the first presidential election that I voted in was a Bill Clinton election. He was up against Bob Dole. And if anyone remembers, Ross Perot, he was also in that election. So a little bit of a historic, you know, I think Ross Perot only ended up getting, I don't know, 7 or 8% of the vote or something like that, but had an outside candidate that year, and that was the first year that I was voting in the presidential election.
Okay, well, that's a good memory. And yeah, I remember Ross Perot quite well. He made it interesting. Not as interesting as this year's election, but interesting nonetheless.
Not even as close. We thought Ross Perot was interesting. We didn't know what was coming down the road here.
That's exactly right. All right, well, hey, chime in. Tell me what you remember about that.
Let me tell you this. It's not just that it is more interesting now than ever. It is weirder now than ever. Since that election that Rob was talking about, I wonder how many times I have thought to myself, oh, my God, was Ross Perot right?
Really?
On so many things. And I wish that I kind of would have voted for him in that election. And, I mean, Rob always votes Republican, so his vote doesn't really count.
You know? Oh, okay. So, now we're talking politics. This is a good subject.
Yeah, but I like Ross Perot. My first election was actually 1980, the Carter-Reagan election, when Carter was one of the few sitting presidents that was actually ousted. And if you recall, those were the days of the Iran hostage crisis, and interest rates were like at 18%, and we had a fuel crisis. We couldn't get like gas for our cars and stuff like that. And so it was a time of major league upheaval. And even during all that time, Carter and Reagan were still pretty civil about their whole debate process, even though they disagreed. But yeah, things have really degenerated now into, I don't even know what kind of chaos you'd call this.
Yeah, at least back then people were civil to each other and seemed to have mutual respect, even if they didn't agree politically. But these days, it's a different ballgame altogether. Hey, thanks a lot, Tim, and thank you, Rob. Those are good memories. And that is our Getting to Know You segment today on the Financial Symphony. Stay with us. There's a lot more talk about money on the way.
Prior to a performance, it's essential that all musicians get in tune. Without proper tuning, the performance will suffer and the sound will... It won't be music to your ears. Tuning in the financial world is equally important. Make sure your financial plan is pitch perfect by calling today. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
It's time for the Financial Symphony's greatest hits.
Kicking your can all over the place.
We'll always R-E-S-P-C-T.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stetz along with Mark Lloyd. And Mark, what is the closest, we call this segment of the show, folks, Mark Lloyd's Greatest Hits. Mark, what is the closest you have ever come to shedding tears while visiting with a client or a potential client?
No, oh, thanks a lot, Ron.
That ought to be easy to answer, don't you think?
I'm a baby. I'm a big baby at heart. But yeah, we are emotionally invested in our clients. I had a lady named Joy. She came in, and her husband Robert passed away. And, you know, I fell for her. And so it wasn't like, you know, coming close to shedding for tears. I mean, it was like I was tearing up.
Yeah.
But here's the good news. Because of all the strategies and all the planning that we did, all I had to do is say, look, it was Robert's hard work along with you, and we put all this together so that you would be okay. You're fine. It's just on the emotional side, you know, we'll pray for you, we'll help you, anything we can do to help that way. But on the financial side, we've got you covered, Joy. And then you could kind of tell she was a little bit, you know, felt more at ease. But, you know, times like that, Ron, is when it really hits you. And it does make you feel good. I mean, you mentioned the word passion. Yes. We are 110% passionate about fixing folks' problems. And when that couple first came in, there was all kinds of things happening. Number one is they had way too much risk. They were both retired, didn't really track how much risk they had, just kind of felt like, you know, we haven't done anything. We just left our accounts the way they were when we retired from our 401k. We didn't do anything. We just left them the way they were. And it was working fine when they were, you know, working. It was working fine. Why? Because the markets are still one of the greatest wealth creation tools on the planet. And if you're adding deposit every month, you are building your account and you're buying on the dips and you're buying on the highs. And that's called dollar cost averaging. And you're getting a benefit from that. But once you retire, it is just as important to preserve what you have as it is to accumulate more. But it's kind of a balancing act. You still have to have enough growth to beat inflation or you'll go backwards safely. So it's a balancing act. And what we were able to do to help them was make sure that we got that risk under control. So when 2008 happened, they weren't hit hard at all. Matter of fact, a couple of their accounts had no losses at all. And they had one little account that had some losses, but it was very nominal. And that's okay, because risk is not our enemy. It's just we need to control the risk so that we can take advantage of the risk to get higher gains. And you got to balance out that risk when you retire. So because of that, and then when he passed away, she was able to start drawing income from what we not only accumulated, what we grew, but she drew income. Joy grew income from what we preserved as well. That was key. So, you know, let me ask you a question. Have you ever had a stress test performed on your portfolio? Do you know if your risk is out of control? It's real easy. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you, utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
I know it's only rock and roll and retirement, but I like it. Stay tuned to the Financial Symphony.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Tim Croak and Rob Davis of Creative Financial Partners. Wherever you are in northwestern Ohio, this is the show for you if you're concerned about retirement. If you're thinking about retiring in the next few years, maybe it's more imminent. Maybe you're already retired and you might need a little financial tweaking. Make sure you're optimizing all your opportunities. Just come in and have a conversation with these guys at Creative Financial Partners. And the way to make that happen is by calling this number, 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Call that number, leave your contact information, then you can come in and sit down face to face and talk about the situation. Assess where you are in your portfolio. Make sure your planning is optimizing all your opportunities. And that's the key, really, is to have a plan. A lot of folks don't even have one. 800-373-9715 is your number to call to make that happen. Again, Tim Croak and Rob Davis on the show today. And let's talk about things your advisor should be doing for you. Your advisors should be doing a lot more than just managing your investments. Are they helping you with maybe reviewing your tax returns? A lot of folks work with advisors who never even talk about that.
Yeah, that's a really important thing, you know, now more than ever for a lot of people is the impact of taxes. And we can learn so much from just taking a quick glance at someone's tax return over the last couple of years. You know, we learn a lot about your situation. We learn about income. We learn about a lot of things. And one of the good parts of working with us here at Creative Financial Partners is we have a lot of resources under one roof. You know, we do investment work, we have an attorney, and in this case with tax returns, we have an accountant that works in the building with us. So, you know, that can take a number of different turns, we can offer you a review of your tax return. And that's something we do, almost every single time, especially when we take a new client, because we like to know what's on there. And if you want to work with our tax preparer, that's great. You don't have to, but we've got those tools at our disposal pretty quickly. You know, your advisor really should be looking at that tax return to make sure, you know, you're not missing out on anything, or making sure you're not paying more taxes than you need to be paying. And a few tweaks in the portfolio sometimes can make a huge difference in how many dollars in taxes you pay at the end of the year. So if taxes are a concern, and they are with most people, that's one of the things we want to make sure we include in our Money Mac process, which is our comprehensive planning process. And taxes are a big part of that. And tax returns are where it starts when we start to evaluate that.
You know, there's so many people out there, and we talk about this on the show all the time, who have no idea what kind of fees they're paying. And one thing that your advisor should be doing for you, and I know you guys do that all the time, is evaluating the fees and costs in your investments. You've got to be on top of all that.
You really do. And I tell you, I don't know of anyone out there who does things more economically than we do. We really are very cognizant of the fee structure, and we have that really very low to make sure that we can maximize the return for you. And as Rob was saying, you know, there's a big difference between tax planning and just tax preparing, or between the financial planning process and product selling. And so with fees, you want to know what kind of fees you're paying, the first step, and also, are those fees justifiable, and are you getting gouged a little bit, and is your investment portfolio really being managed? And you owe it to yourself to have the answers for that kind of question.
Also, discussing and planning retirement income. That's a subject that sometimes doesn't come up if you don't have a good financial advisor.
Yeah, I mean, throughout your working life, you're putting money away, you're doing the right things, you're saving for retirement. And, you know, a lot of times folks have invested with someone or with someone for a long, long time, and they are saving for retirement. But the issue of retirement income never really comes up. And that's a big deal, because the sequence of returns is really important. You know, when you're going up the mountain, they don't matter as much. It doesn't matter if you're up 1 year and down 1 year and in between 1 year. When you start to take money out of your portfolio, or when you start to need income, it becomes very important. The sequence of returns becomes very important when you're kind of going down the mountain. And that's something that we address with almost all of our clients, especially all of our clients that are kind of in that, you know, 5 to 10 year window before or after retirement, that, you know, the portfolio that you have has to be addressed for retirement income. And that's the most important thing to you when you retire, is a steady, dependable, and growing stream of income. And so we take that very seriously. And if you're, you know, working with someone and you're kind of in a good discussion with them about how you plan on taking income out of your portfolio, you know, you definitely need to have that discussion, and we'd be happy to talk to you and have that discussion with you, or at least, you know, sit down with you and let you know kind of how we work, what our planning process is, and how retirement income is a part of that plan.
That is the voice of Rob Davis. He and Tim Croak are the stars of today's show from Creative Financial Partners. This is the Financial Symphony, and the number to call if you'd like to get in touch, come in and have a conversation face-to-face, is 800-373-9715. Wherever you are in northwestern Ohio, they have offices in Perrysburg. If you're in Toledo, it doesn't matter where you are, come on in and have a conversation. Again, 800-373-9715 is the number where you can make it happen. Clarifying the target and goal of each of your invested dollars. That's something that your advisor should be talking with you and advising you about.
Absolutely. And the process should be one that is ongoing. There is nothing that we do that is a set it and forget it type of thing. With anything, whether it's in the accumulation phase or the distribution phase, there are adjustments that need to be made based on what your needs and wants are, and also what those market conditions are. And a lot of people don't do that. You know, they just want to, hey, get your money invested and then leave it alone. Hey, it's going to be in good shape. And you never want to assume that. You've got to make sure that your money is allocated correctly. You've got to also make sure that the investments that you're using in that allocation are the best investments that are available. And on that distribution side, you've got to make sure that the money that you're getting is being taken from places that are profitable to take those distributions. If the stock market is way down, for example, you do not want to have distributions coming out of there. You want to take it from other places. And so it is not something you can attack being blind to those kind of issues. It takes a lot of discussion, and it really takes some advanced planning with someone that's got their finger on the trigger for you a little bit and can walk through those type of things. And it's not something that you need to pay attention to every single day, but you do need to do it on a regular basis.
Also, reviewing your family goals and legacy plans, something that is important to most folks that you guys work with. And, you know, legacy is, leaving a legacy is more important to some people than others, but all of that is so important to optimize your opportunities and make sure you don't make any mistakes. And I know that you take a lot of pride in keeping people up to date on that sort of thing.
Yeah, we sure do. One of the, you know, as you settle, it's different for everyone. And this is one thing that's really different for everyone. You know, I've got clients that tell me that they want their last check to be to the undertaker and they want it to bounce. They don't want to have anything left when they're done and gone in this world. And then you've got other folks, you know, I'll have a meeting at 2 o'clock and hear that, and I'll have a meeting at 4 o'clock and there'll be someone in here, same type of situation, but their idea of a legacy is I want to make my kids and grandkids millionaires. And so the thoughts on that are all over the board. The good thing is, you know, there's not a right or wrong answer. And through our money map planning process, you know, we can plan for whatever you want. If you want to make sure that the kids are left with a big estate or plenty of money to live on or buy a house with or go to college for the grandkids with, you know, whatever you want to leave or don't want to leave, that can be accommodated. The issue is, you know, setting the appointment up, come on in, we can talk through these issues with you along with the other issues that we address in our planning process, and we can make sure the things you're doing and the way your assets are allocated match the plan. And a lot of people don't think about that, and they don't take enough thought in how things are allocated, how things are set up, and they don't really have an idea of what tools and opportunities are out there to achieve their goals. And that's one of the things we're really proud of as an independent organization, is being, you know, being really open platform. We have a lot of tools and a lot of investments that some people have probably have never heard of, and some people probably have never had an experience with, because they might be working with someone with kind of a closed architecture in their business. So please come in, let's have that conversation, and let's start working towards what you want to work towards to.
And Rob has got a very cute little boy too, so his legacy planning is going to be to make little Joe rich, is what my assumption is. They just got back from Disney, and I think, you know, Disney kind of like takes Rob upside down, shakes all the money out of his pocket. So you got anything left?
The mouse has most of my money at this point. Yep. So after that trip, yeah.
The mouse has a lot of people's money, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Well, I know that you folks out there listening today, you're listening to the radio show. I'm certain that you're hearing a lot of interesting things on the show. These guys have a lot of accumulated wisdom from working with so many individuals and families in the northwestern Ohio area. They can certainly help you. Let me ask you, Rob and Tim, what can you do for the folks who decide to call in to make that appointment?
Well, certainly we're very good looking, and so you can see us. In fact, go to our website and vote for who's better looking, Tim or Rob, and you can come in, first of all, and see pictures of Joe, okay, and see how cute he is, too. But
yeah,
realistically, the story that I want to give you is my daughter is a marathon runner. In fact, we're going in a couple weeks to run. She's going to run the New York Marathon, and I was with her the other night, and someone was asking her, well, what kind of a time does she want, and is that going to be a pinnacle type of thing for her, or is that the most important run that she's ever had? And her response was really good. She said, the most important run I ever had was the first time I put tennis shoes on and walked out my front door to try to do something. And so it's not where she's at right now. It was the fact that she did something way back when, that she had the initiative to get out and make a positive change in her life. And that's really what it's about. You need to make that call right now and come and see us.
Yeah, go ahead and take the initiative to make the phone call, 800-373-9715. That is 1-800-373-9715. If you haven't already, please write down that number, 800-373-9715. That'll put you in touch with Creative Financial Partners, the wonderful financial consultants there, Rob Davis, Tim Croak, Dan DeVerna, everybody there at the firm can really help you. And the number one more time to call is 800-373-9715. I'm Ron Stutz, and you are listening to the Financial Symphony.
Much like the musicians fine-tuning the acoustics of their instruments or analyzing the acoustics of a room before a performance, your financial maestro fine-tuned your financial plan to adapt to the ever-changing financial world. Don't settle for an advisor who offers a sales pitch and calls it a plan. Make sure you hit all the right notes in your financial plan. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
It's that time of the show where we take your questions. It's
Request Line.
Here on the Financial Symphony, we take requests, and we got a good question today. Mark Lloyd from Janice, and Janice says, my mother is in declining health. Should I transfer her house into my name so that they can't take it to cover the cost of her nursing home care? If it comes to that, what should I do?
Janice, thank you for your question. And this question pops up a lot. If Janice is like me, I'm in the same situation. We call it the sandwich generation, where, you know, in my case, I have aging parents like she's going through right now, but I also have a kid in college.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it tough sometimes. But as far as Janice's question goes, you know, the main thing is that you got to be very, very careful before you start gifting property and houses and that type of thing, because the government has something called the look back period. If your goal to gift that is to put it into your name so that the nursing home doesn't get it, wrong answer. And the reason why is because that if you try to apply for governmental Medicaid within 5 years, you won't get it. You'll be declined, and the value of that gift will be penalized. So I highly recommend that if you are thinking about trying to do some type of asset protection, that you call an elder law attorney. You know, Ron, my clients, regardless, they've aged. Their needs have changed. Healthcare becomes a big deal. So what we try to do is try to fix this on the front end. We try to look at different strategies that are available today. And one strategy that everybody thinks about, is Mark trying to convince me to buy long-term care insurance?
Hmm.
Nope, that's not what I'm doing. Is that a strategy that might fix the problem? Yes, maybe. But there's a lot more you can do. Our financial maestros know how to create income. So let's assume that I have several buckets of money, of my clients' money, and we're managing that those buckets. And I've got one bucket set up that I'm planning on at 70 and a half, 71 years old, when we know we got to turn on required minimum distributions. I'm just going to go ahead and turn on a regular income every month. And let's assume we have enough in that bucket that created a $3,000 a month check, Ron. I'm just throwing numbers out. $3,000 a month is what's coming out. $36,000 a year.
Okay.
Let's assume we get a phone call 10 years later that that person now needs some kind of health care. All we have to do is get a doctor's note saying that they're unable to perform two activities of daily living, or they've got memory issues. And if that happens, then we can turn on that check. Instead of $3,000 a month, they can double it to $6,000 a month.
Fantastic.
That is. That's how we create more cash flow to private pay. What we didn't need to do when we did that, we didn't need to have long-term care insurance. We were able just to do it with our own money that we'd already saved, and now we have cash flow to help pay for the long-term care. And the bottom line is, worst case scenario, that bucket runs out to zero. We still have $3,000 a month for the rest of our lives. That is available to folks out there. You just have to learn about them. So how do you learn? Pick up the phone, give us a call, and we'll be more than happy to share how that works and if it makes sense for you. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your tax taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you, utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
The Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
Thanks for listening to Creative Financial Partners on the Financial Symphony today. We have Tim Croak and Rob Davis. I'm Rod Stutz. Thanks for being on the show with us. 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. That's your number to call. I'll give you that number right out of the gate because you don't have to wait until the end of the show. You can go ahead and call right now and beat the rush. A lot of callers decide to make that phone call when the show ends, but you can go ahead and do it right now. 800-373-9715. It's time for the request line portion of our show. And guys, we have a question from Tom in Holland. Tom says, my wife is 11 years younger than I am, and I want to make sure that I'm doing everything to make sure she's okay financially after I'm gone, since she's probably going to outlive me by several years. What should I do? And who wants to take that question?
I'll take that one. Tom, I tell you, that's a pretty common question and issue that folks have is, hey, there's an age spread in our marriage, and that's kind of an important thing when it comes to retirement, because there's a good possibility one or both of you might live into your 90s or longer, and if there's a spouse that's significantly older or younger, that can create some planning issues. The good thing is, Tom, is that it certainly can be addressed. Our Money Map planning process is a fully comprehensive program that we will put our clients through, and we'd love to have the opportunity to talk to you about your specific situation, because, you know, that age difference matters a lot of different ways in life insurance, for example, in income planning, especially when there's like a pension involved or Social Security involved, and the timing of when you can turn all these things on. And if you're lucky enough to have a pension, what pension box should you check? That could be a significant decision to make, especially if there's an age spread in the marriage. So those are things that we handle on a regular basis. You know, you're not odd or out of the box for having that sort of situation. We see them all the time. The important thing is to bring it up as a concern. Come on in, talk to us, and we'd be happy to let you know a couple of options and a couple of ideas on how to potentially plan for that in the future.
All right, Rob, thank you very much. And we're going to throw this next question at Tim Croak. And this one comes in from Alicia in Sylvania. Alicia says, I recently attended a dinner seminar to learn about trusts and estate planning. Would you agree that most people need a trust of some kind?
Hi, Alicia. I love this question because I'm a big fan of trusts. And I don't want to say everybody needs them, but I can tell you three quick ideas for why you might need them. The first is a living trust will help you avoid probate. And normally there's a lot of time considerations and cost considerations in the probate process. Anything that doesn't have a beneficiary designation that you own will go through probate to get that to the next generation, and a trust will avoid that whole thing, which is great. People don't think too much about the second idea, which is estate taxes anymore, but you got to remember, under Bill Clinton when he was president, our estate tax exclusion was only $600,000. So if you wanted to leave more of an estate than $600,000 to the next generation, then you had a significant estate tax to pay. Well, that exclusion amount has risen to $5.4 million, but if we have a new Democratic Congress in, chances are very good that that exclusion allowance is going to go back down, and you're going to want to be looking at a trust to help offset that. And the other need is you want to use a trust for control issues. For example, if you've got a substantial estate and you want to leave that to your children, do you also want to leave that to your children's spouses? Or do you have a little bit of a fear that maybe your daughter, who's in love with the husband now, he might end up being a jerk, and you want to protect against the jerk son-in-law? And so what a trust will do is let you control those assets beyond the grave have the income from the assets paid to your daughter, and you know, for as long as she wants, and maybe even onto her kids. But the actual corpus or the asset itself could be liquidated to the grandkids, so it effectively avoids that jerk son-in-law. So there's a lot of fun things and really good ideas with the use of trusts. And if you have any interest at all, I would encourage you to explore that.
Here's your number again. If you'd like to call in and make an appointment, you know, they can give you all kinds of really good advice on the radio here, but it has to be of a generic nature. Can't really give you any investment advice or anything like that. Or certainly they can't talk about your individual situation. And we're all different. That's why it's so important for you to go ahead and make that phone call, make an appointment, and come in and have a conversation. 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715, your Financial Symphony number. That'll put you in touch with Creative Financial Partners. 800-373-9715 is your number to call. And if you haven't already, please go ahead and write it down. 1-800-373-9715. Free call from wherever you are. Again, on the show today, Rob Davis and Tim Croak. I'm Ron Stutz. One more request line question here from Harris in Bowling Green. And Harris says, I feel like I'm constantly bombarded with marketing messages that are pushing one financial product or another. Of course, good marketing can make anything sound appealing, so how am I supposed to tell which products are good and which ones are bad? And anybody want to say anything about Bowling Green and Harris?
Yeah, thanks. Harris, interesting game last Saturday. Sorry, I'm a big Rocket fan, and so I know the whole town of Bowling Green is a little bit blue still at this point. But I will say that Bowling Green played great. It was one of the better games that I've been able to watch over the past couple of years. And I'll tell you what, for a team with a losing record, Bowling Green is way, way, way undervalued. They've really got quality kids and a quality program, and they're going to be back on top very soon.
Wow, that was magnanimous. That was great.
And so now this is also a sports talk radio show. So for future reference, we'll stay call-ins for that too, I guess.
No, so, really, I suppose.
No, that's
so.
The battle of I-75 is a big deal here. So that's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
I'll take Harris's question. He was asking about, you know, how am I supposed to make heads or tails of all this marketing that I'm getting? And you know, there is a lot of marketing directed at retirees and pre-retirees, and they're, you know, these folks are getting, you know, things in their mailbox every single day. They're hearing things on, you know, the TV and online. And, you know, it's very confusing. Even if you try to do your research and you try to, you know, look things up online or try to determine what's good and what's bad, most things that you type into Google are going to have a lot of people saying, gosh, that thing's the worst thing in the world. And you're going to have some folks that say, I'm so glad I bought that. It's the best thing ever. And the fact of the matter, Harris, is you really are going to have a really hard time trying to decide which of these marketing things is the real deal. So one of the things I would tell you is relax. You don't have to do it on your own. And that's one of the things that we do. We are an independent firm. We don't work for a bank or an insurance company or an investment company. You know, we work for our clients and we're independent, so we can wade through all the options that are out there and really present you with, you know, the products and the strategies that fit your needs. And it never starts when you come in to talk to us. It's not going to start with a marketing presentation or a product pitch, because that's just not where we start. You know, we have a very comprehensive process called the Money Map process. And, you know, the first thing you do is sit down and talk to us and determine if we might be compatible and we could work together. But there's a lot of fact finding involved. We learn a lot about you and your situation and what you have going on. And, you know, as far as the products, what's good and what's bad, you know, we definitely back into that at some point, but we're not in favor of one thing versus the other. And we really try to use the tool that best, you know, fits for the job that we're trying to do. And that is not for everyone. You know, Harris, you're getting the same mail as your neighbor and your neighbor's neighbor and the people in Toledo and the people in Sylvania and all over. And it's not an individual discussion. It's just a marketing message. So come on in, meet with us. It's a complimentary conversation, and we can explain to you how the process works and how you might benefit from that.
Yeah, let me just add this too. If the pitches that you're listening to are fear-based, that, hey, the sky is falling, the world's going to end, that is situation number one where you want to run for the hills and don't even listen. The second situation is if they're pressuring you to buy now because the opportunity is only going to be open for a limited period of time, or, you know, the opportunity is going to go away, that's another situation where you just want to run for the hills. What Rob and I would like you to do is to invest an hour in come to our office in Perrysburg, and let's talk, and we'll really explain the process to you so you can kind of get it ingrained into your system a little bit and see if there's a fit, if it's something that is comfortable and that it would motivate you to move ahead. We've got really, really good coffee, and we've got cool little cookies out front. And so you'll actually get fed, and I think you'll really have an enjoyable conversation with us.
The really good cookies sound good. And certainly I know the coffee is good as well. So here's your number to call if you'd like to come in for a visit. And again, as these guys say, they're not trying to sell you anything. They just want to have a conversation. And 800-373-9715 is your number to call. 800-373-9715. Just call that number. Make yourself an appointment. Leave your contact information, make an appointment, and then come in and have that face-to-face talk. 800-373-9715. Talk with Tim Croak or Rob Davis or Dan DeVerna, Creative Financial Partners, and they can help you make sure you're maximizing all your opportunities. I want to give that number one more time to put it out there. 1-800-373-9715. Guys, always fun to be with you on the show, and I know you're going to have a great week, and so are your listeners if they make that phone call.
Yep, thanks, Ron. It's nice being here.
Thank you.
Rob Davis and Tim Croak, Creative Financial Partners. I'm Ron Stutz. Thank you for listening to the Financial Symphony.